following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
This is the Star Physical Therapy Tip-Off Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one.
Welcome into the Star Physical Therapy Tip-Off Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. Jeremy Law alongside Silicaga head football coach Chris Smelly tonight as the Aggies looking to keep the winning streak going. Haven't lost since they played Carver Montgomery on November 24th. Bouncing back in the gym tonight after a 53-44 win on Tuesday night against Chelsea, and a rematch with the Benjamin Russell Wildcats tonight after a 52-49 thriller last Thursday night, Chris, with Jordan Roberson hitting a big-time three-pointer with 6 seconds left, which eventually was the game winner. Boy, you know Ben Russell wants some get back in this one.
Yeah, and it was a it was an intense game. It was loud in the stands, and students were everywhere for both sides, and nice and loud. But that shot Jordan Roberson hit, Coach Jones said it was one of the biggest shots in Silicaga history, and that was an awesome way to finish that game. But a very intense basketball game last time versus Benjamin Russell.
Yeah, 52-49 win. After that, they beat Talladega 91-68 on Saturday. And then on the road again against Chelsea on Tuesday night, a big 53-44 win where the Aggies dominated the fourth quarter to knock off the Chelsea Hornets for the second time in 2 weeks. Josh Speer went on a tear on Tuesday night, 22-10 for Josh Speer, playing as the big man for the Aggies. Now, what does Josh Speer bring to this ball club?
Oh, man, Josh Speer is a great athlete, and he's a big, strong kid. And so can do a lot of different things. You know, putting up double-doubles has kind of become his thing. And, you know, he's a pretty electric ball player. I tell you what, the Chelsea Hornets had a good basketball team. And the game we had them at home was a pretty tight game, and we were able to finish them off. And so to win that game pretty handily the other day on the road was pretty impressive, because Chelsea's got a good squad.
Ninth grade and JV girls played at Ben Russell yesterday. Our Michael Adair went to that game. His son Anderson on the ninth grade team, he got a chance to talk to Sedarian Morgan as he was there watching the Ben Russell Wildcats ninth grade team. Sedarian Morgan is going to be a five-star wide receiver in the class of 2026. Plays wide receiver for Ben Russell, plays the five player for the Wildcats as well here on the basketball floor. He said he watched our broadcast all the way home and late into the hours of the Friday morning last week, wanting to see how that game got away from them, and said that you know, they might get us tonight here at home. And it's a packed gym, as we can see as we're broadcasting this game remotely. It was packed at Nichols-Austin the other night. This place is absolutely packed. There's faces from Silicaga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, all the way down to Alexander City, packed in this gym tonight to watch this clash between two really good ball clubs.
Yeah, I mean, I think word probably got out about how intense that first ball game was with Benjamin Russell. I mean, it was an awesome atmosphere, and really about as good as it could get for a 5A high school basketball game. And so, you know, the students for Benjamin Russell are already on their feet. It looks like it's going to be a standing room only crowd over there. And I think everybody's looking forward to this one.
Yeah, and a couple players after that game kind of went back and forth on social media about the intensity of the ball game. Some shade was thrown. So there's going to be no lack of effort, no lack of energy in this gymnasium tonight. So the Aggies had the home crowd behind them on Tuesday, or excuse me, last Thursday. Now this Thursday on the road in front of a packed house, how do they overcome that? What are the Aggies' keys to the game?
Yeah, I mean, you got to be able to control your emotions in a game like this. You know, it was heated last time, and the refs had to come in there a few times and talk to guys and even bring the coaches together. And so you got to make sure that, you know, playing with some emotion is good, but you can't play emotional. You can't let your emotions overtake, you know, the things that you got to do to help your team be in position to win. And so guys got to be able to control that, especially kind of coming out probably at the beginning of the game is when some of that stuff would be bubbling over a little bit. So just control what you can control, play good basketball. You know, I thought that when we started putting pressure on them and when we were playing at our best, we're playing with pressure and we're playing with aggression and letting some of our athletes do their thing. So, you know, just let the guys go out and kind of continue to play the basketball that they've been playing because it's really been a good combination for them.
4 minutes until tip-off. That'll wrap up the Star Physical Therapy tip-off show. We'll have tip-off in the Coosa Valley Medical Center starting lineups on the other side of this break. Stay with us. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Welcome to Star Physical Therapy, where recovery meets innovation. Todd Malone and his dedicated team offer tailored services, including sports injury rehabilitation, chronic pain management, back pain relief, and advanced techniques like dry needling. Ensure optimal performance and a faster recovery with personalized treatment plans. Experience the benefits of physical therapy and enhance your quality of life today. Call us at 256-249-4701. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one.
Right Tire and Service, the only place for all your automotive needs. Located on West Fort William Street, Right Tire prides itself on doing things the right way. Don't just take our word for it. Listen to the public. Right Tire was voted the best tire shop and auto repair in the Coosa Valley. Our expert technicians cover everything from fluid checks to preventative maintenance, ensuring your vehicle runs smoothly and safely. It's time to give your car the right treatment. Visit us today and experience the finest auto service in town.
This holiday season, bring out the banners and wave your favorite team's colors high. Whether you're rooting for Alabama or Auburn, support your team and a great cause with a Giving Tree at Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. For every dollar or gift you donate, Coosa Pines will match it up to $5,000. So pick your side, drop your donation in the team jar, and let's spread some cheer, team spirit, and love. Don't just show your colors, make them count. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College, proud supporter of Sylacauga High School Athletics.
This is Sylacauga High School Basketball on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, presented by Allen Oil Company, Coosa Valley Medical Center, and Radio Alabama Sports. Sponsored by Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Right Tire and Service, State Farm Insurance Agent Albia Steers, Majestic Caverns, Central Alabama Community College, Walker Glass, Donahue Physical Therapy, Farmers Home Furniture, Moland Paint and Body, Oak Grove Feed and Tack, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services, Amya, Rudd's Car Wash, Marble City Plumbing, La Pinata Mexican Grill, Ricky Deason Insurance and Investments, and Merkel's Anytime Towing. Now, here is the voice of Sylacauga High School Athletics, Jeremy Law.
Welcome back to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, moments away from the Coosa Valley Medical Center starting lineups. Donahue Physical Therapy first quarter upcoming. Aggie Sports Network also brought to you by Coosa Valley Medical Center, Allen Brew Markets, Radio Alabama Sports, and always presented by our friends at Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, Coosa Pines FCU, where you belong. Jeremy Long, Chris Smelly with you tonight. The Aggies 12-1 on the year. One of the best starts in over a decade. Coach Joel Jones in his first season. As you're getting the Aggie starters right now, Jordan Roberson, Aiden Crow, Eric O'Neill, as they're called out over the PA. C.J. Franklin and Josh Beer, who had that 22-10 double-double on Tuesday night. You know Zadarian Morgan's going to be one of the starters for the Ben Russell Wildcats. 6'4", 205, just a junior in high school. It's been crazy to see the amount of athletes that have rolled through Ben Russell the last few years. Also, so you're going to get LaJoyous Calhoun, one of the starters, wearing number 3 for Ben Russell, along with Caleb Robinson. The Wildcats in the home white uniforms, trimmed in maroon. Aggies wearing black tonight with white numbers. What a big matchup tonight, the last game until the Christmas tournament the week after Christmas. And again for the Wildcats, we got Elijah Johnson, C.D. Morgan, Calhoun, Bird, Robinson, and Caleb McClendon, your starting five. Caleb McClendon had a big second quarter that kept Ben Russell in that ball game on last Thursday. Once both teams get set to break the huddle, Aiden Crow will jump in the circle for the Aggies. He went up and won the jump ball over Sidarian Morgan last week. The Aggies will go left to right in black, white numbers, Silicaga in cursive across the chest. Ben Russell with BRHS in maroon on the front of the jersey, single numbers on the back of the jerseys. Coach Jeremy Freeman, a state champion at Coosa Central.
Yeah, I'm excited to see how C.D. Morgan's going to play in this game. I mean, I thought, honestly, you know, he's an athletic freak, and he's tall, and he's long, and he's fast, and all that kind of stuff. I thought our guys played with more effort than he did and went and got some balls and made a few things happen, and he didn't really maximize his athleticism, or at least he didn't show it. And so, right here at the tip-off, kind of almost seeing that again. So kind of seeing how he responds in this game, because I know our guys are going to be excited to go at him.
Aggies get the basketball first, right side of the floor. C.J. in the midcourt circle, swings it right side of the floor to Roberson, gets a screen from Crow, now back to C.J. Franklin. Franklin will dribble it back off as C.J. Boy, he had a big-time game the last two times these two teams played. A dunk to start the fourth quarter propelled the Aggies to that win. C.J., a mid-range jumper, clangs high off the back iron and bounces back through. A friendly roll on the road, and the Aggies on the board first, 2-0.
Hey, that's shooter's touch right there. Well, good way to start right there on the first possession, get a basket.
Left wing, McClendon. Ben Russell on the left side of the floor in white. McClendon at the top of the key. Now it's Bird. Bird driving through the defense. Wild shot around. Spear falls off the side of the rim. No good. And Josh Spear cut off the driver. And the Aggies in transition on the other side of the floor.
That was an impressive first step to be able to get by Spear just a little bit.
Roberson deep three. No good. Rebounded by Ben Russell. It's Bird on the far sideline.
Man, the Aggies look good in those black uniforms right there.
McClendon drills home a three ball. And they lead it 3-2. And what's the call here? They say that we went in and out on the inbounds play. So Ben Russell's going to get the three ball and get it right back. McClendon working the left side of the floor. Morgan calling for it at the free throw line. Over to Bird, left wing. They lob it in to C.D. Morgan, and a quick push foul on Aiden Crow.
All right. Well, I guess they're trying to set the tone early. I'm sure, officials talk and how the game got going last time. But, wow, that's a little touchy there.
Bird trying to put it in off the sideline. He does. Gets it into McClendon, who hit the three moments ago to give the Wildcats a 3-2 lead. McClendon dribbles to the top of the key. Now Bird left wing. Morgan gets it inside again. And another push on Aiden Crow. Well, we're not going to get a whistle tonight. That's two quick fouls on Aiden.
All right, this is a time where the Aggies are going to have to regroup a little bit, going to have to get together, going to have to talk, make sure everybody's on the same page. That's painful right there.
Yeah, Aiden Crow, two quick fouls. As there's a timeout on the floor, we'll take 1-2. Ben Russell leads it 3-2. We'll be back. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
This holiday season, bring out the banners and wave your favorite team's colors high. Whether you're rooting for Alabama or Auburn, support your team and a great cause with a giving tree at Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. For every dollar or gift you donate, Coosa Pines will match it up to $5,000. So pick your side, drop your donation in the team jar, and let's spread some cheer, team spirit, and love. Don't just show your colors, make them count. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong.
Welcome back. 3-2 Wildcats. Bird now set to inbounds after the timeout. It's McClendon off the left wing. And another stoppage here as another whistle. Coach Jones doesn't like it. And it is 3-2. Not a foul call, but now they'll reset it. Bird sets it inbound. Gets it in. Dribbling left wing. They'll kick it inside. And a quick timeout called by Ben Russell. They didn't like the offense. We'll take another break. 3-2. Wildcats with the lead.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. From auto and home to life insurance, Albia Steers and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Albia Steers understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step, from quotes to claims. Trust in a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
Marble City Plumbing serves Sylacauga, Childersburg, Fayetteville, and all of the Coosa Valley. For any residential or commercial plumbing issue, contact Marble City Plumbing, 256-267-1569.
This is Sylacauga baseball coach Jay Brewers. And you're listening to the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics.
Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics. After some technical difficulties and a couple of stoppages of play, we're back. It's 10-7. Ben Russell, C.D. Morgan just hit a deep three from the top of the key. Now it's Roberson setting it up for the Aggies. O'Neal down in the corner. Now over to Jordan. Jordan. Nearly traveled. Gets it into Crow, who's playing with two fouls. Got hacked from behind. Did Crow fouled by Sidarian Morgan, and Aiden Crow will shoot two free throws.
A hard physical foul down low, and some of the Benjamin Russell faithful act like they don't like you, but, I mean, he went all the way through and got him in the face. Glad Aiden's okay.
Aggies trail by three. 10-7 to score. Crow at the stripe makes the first. BR is going to have a wholesale substitution. They'll bring in Xavier Anderson, who had a flush in the fourth quarter to kind of bring the Aggie crowd back down to normal.
Don't feel like you see a full 5-for-5 substitution like that very often in high school basketball.
Crow hits them both.
Good boy, Aiden.
Aggies trail by one. Trapped in the backcourt is Ben Russell. Trying to get around this Aggie defense. Close to a 10-second count. They do get it front court to Graham. Graham feeds it inside, and just like that, Alexander finishes. Comes right off the bench, and the Wildcats take a 12-9 lead.
Love the little half-court trap. Really almost full-court press right there. I mean, they got it across, and they ended up getting a two-point easy basket, but that was a difficult job getting the
Roberson deep three from the top, missed it. Offensive rebound, CJ got his man in the air, puts it in with a left hand. 12-11. On the drive on the other side, tough shot. Aiden Crow goes up and gets the board, clears it off to Franklin. CJ running. CJ kicking, spear for three.
Ah,
no good.
Man, that would have been a great basket right there.
Aggies trailing by one with 2:27 to go in the first period. It's Young dribbling in the midcourt circle. He'll go to work on C.J. Franken, kicking it left side to Johnson. Johnson had 20-plus in that contest. Jordan Roberson comes up with a steal, gets up, fires it off to Eric O'Neill. Open for three. Eric, good. Aggies take a 14-12 lead. Boy, they were fortunate not to get the foul after the steal by Jordan Roberson, and instead it turns into an Aggie bucket.
Yeah, it looked to me like he just dove into Jordan's legs there, and another soft whistle against the Aggies.
Boy, they got that on Josh Spear, just a slight hand check at the absolute most.
You know, Coach Freeman's walking all the way out there on the court complaining about the call on the other side of the court, and then all of a sudden a quick whistle like that.
How can you call that when you just let Jordan Roberson get tackled at midcourt? But the good guys lead it 14-12. They'll put it in baseline right. Get it into Hunter. Hunter working outside. Going down the right side of the lane. Floats one up. Got a roll off the rim. Knocked out of bounds. Rebound. Last touch by Josh Spear. So Johnson back to inbound. Same spot. Baseline right. Bucket to his left. Spear got a hand on it. Down on the sideline. They try to throw it off CJ to save it. Loose ball down on the deck. Picked up by Josh Spear. The Aggies going the other way.
See if we can turn this turnover into points right here.
CJ to Corbin, who just entered the ball game for the first time tonight. The Aggies space the floor. CJ dribbling right to left, cuts across the floor into the corner to O'Neill. O'Neill back to CJ, and they'll reset it with Corbin Patterson. Patterson left it for CJ, back to Corbin. Open for a left wing three. No good.
You know, our half court offense, I feel like we're surely that's an offensive foul, right?
And they got this foul. They got it on Eric O'Neill. Ooh, not Aiden Crow.
Oh, man, a little bit of defensive pressure being applied by Eric O'Neill, and the kid completely extends his arm out and pushes off, almost knocks him down, and they call it a defensive foul. But I feel like we're at our best offensively when we're in pace and flow and rhythm and really moving. You know, trying to find our way through our half-court offense would be a little bit tough.
And then a foul on the drive, and if they got this on Josh, no, they got it on CJ. That's the fourth foul on the Aggies. I still send Johnson to the stripe. First free throw, no good for the lefty, for as well as Johnson's shot from outside in the ball game last week. He did not shoot very well at the free throw line, and he continues it there with a missed free throw here. 57 seconds to go, first quarter. Aggies lead at 14-12 on the road at Ben Russell.
Am I right that they have not had a game since we played them last time, right?
I do believe you're correct. Their last game was that loss at Sylacauga. They missed both free throws. Harrell for corner three on the other side. No good for Gabe. Left it short. And then a jump ball called and the possession arrow. Let's see which way it's going. It's going to stay on our side of the floor. McCabe left a three a little short. You know, Sylacauga didn't shoot particularly well from three in that ball game either.
Yeah, kind of a lower scoring game, defensive game, physical game. But, you know, we've had that game, and then we've also had two more big wins since then. A big win over Talladega and then another good win over Chelsea. So, got to keep this momentum going. Oh, yeah. Oh,
tough drive by Young. Got it to go. Felt like he jumped into our chest there, but still got the shot to go. Tied at 14. Expected a low-scoring ball game. We're getting it so far here in the first quarter. Harrell, right wing on the drive, kicking it O'Neill. Eric driving the baseline. Pull-up jumper short again.
Had a real tough angle on that shot. Kind of got a little bit too far under the basket.
Wildcats looking like they'll hold for the final shot with seven. With six, it's Johnson. Pulls a deep three. Back iron, rebound, O'Neill with the buzzer sounding. And that's how the first half will end. We're tied at 14 after one. We'll be back with the second quarter. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, Aggie Sports Network.
If I was to describe this sandwich in one word, I would say magical. Hi, this is Jamore, and the little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich is that extra oomph. I go back and forth from the spicy filet to the original filet. I get into the sweetness of the honey, then you have the extra kick from the spicy filet. The combination alone takes it over the top. It's award-winning.
The Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich is back with a bite. Try it with the original or spicy filet, now for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
The holidays are quickly approaching. That means only one thing. It's time to buy a new car. Hey guys, it's Michael here for Toyota of Sylacauga. Hey, if you have a little extra money in your pocket right now, it's the time to be looking for year-end model savings at Toyota of Sylacauga, where they're worth the drive and they will prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com. Check out their inventory, both new and used. And if you don't see something on the lot, don't let that deter you. They will find what you're looking for. Trust me, I have been there and done that. Chris Kane and the crew will treat you like family. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
This is Sylacauga Superintendent Dr. Michelle Eller, and this is the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics.
Back to start the second quarter. Starts with a Tristan Whetstone missed bucket and the rebound out of bounds. Ben Russell's going to keep possession. Boy, tied at 14, Chris, after the end of the first quarter, a physical first quarter. And it felt like the whistle really didn't shake our way much.
Yeah, you know, you got to be able to keep your composure when it's kind of happening like that. But a lot, I feel like a lot of this game is kind of playing out sort of how we were expecting it might.
Ben Russell plays 9 or 10 guys. Sylacauga sticks with 7, maybe 8, depending on the situation. Starters back on the floor for the Wildcats. Morgan into the corner to Bird. We bit on the pump fake. Bird, tough shot, hit maybe the side of the backboard. Josh Spears going to take the rebound. Josh running the other direction. Josh going up, got fouled, didn't make the shot, but he'll go to the Marble City Pharmacy free throw line, and two free throws coming for Josh Spear.
And Josh was on the other side playing defense, getting up and altering the shot, getting down the court fast in fast court. I like that right there.
Caleb McClendon with the foul. Boy, it was McClendon and Elijah Johnson who nearly helped Ben Russell steal the game in game one of this series. Josh leaves the free throw short, and if you ask Coach Jones a place where he really wants to improve, he would probably tell you it's the free throw line.
And I can almost guarantee you it's not from lack of shooting free throws in practice. I'm sure that they have spent a lot of extra time doing that because they know it's an area that they got to improve on. And sometimes they come in bunches, and sometimes they're just difficult to get in there.
Text in from Michael Adair. There are 300 people over capacity in this gym. People sitting in the aisles, standing in the doorways. 15-14. Aggies with a one-point lead. Josh went 1-for-2 at the stripe. Basketball down in the corner. It's Calhoun. He'll dribble it back up, and Bird will go up to the top. Bird waves off the help. Dribbles to the right wing, 22 feet from the bucket. McClendon calling for it at the top of the key. Now they'll give it into C.D. Morgan. He'll turn. He'll shoot. Morgan missed the bunny, missed the putback. Rebound tapped up in the
air.
And O'Neal's going to come down with it. Good defense on the big man, C.D. Morgan, and the Aggies going the other direction with C.J. Franklin. Franklin accelerates, stops, pulls back, and gives it off to Corbin. Corbin hands it to C.J. C.J. off to Josh. Josh driving, kicking. Eric O'Neal going to shoot a jumper again. Tough shot, fading away from the bucket, but the putback from C.J. No, got his own miss. Franklin going back up. No good. The Aggies with three cracks at it and come away with no points, with a 15-14 lead.
Couple of good looks there. You know, it's amazing how many offensive rebounds C.J. Franklin gets. Really just from some hustle effort want to down there.
Calhoun slices the Aggie defense, goes down the lane, gives the Wildcats a 16-15 lead. Tristan Whetstone sets a screen, left key, back off to Spear. Wide open three. Josh, it was online, but too strong. Bounces off the rim, and it's rebounded by Calhoun, and Bird will bring it up the floor.
That was a good look right there, and it looked like that thing was going in.
Aggies down by one. 5:12 to go, second quarter. Calhoun working on Josh left side, driving. Got away with a travel. Oh, my goodness. Morgan now going down the left into the paint. It's a tough shot. Missed it. Try to fade away instead of finishing at the rim.
Hey, two possessions in a row. Really good defense down low and not getting called for a foul.
Corbin.
And
they
one.
Get a charge. Oh, they're going the other direction.
You know, that's a Division I five-star football player. I don't think a little bitty shoulder into his chest right there is going to send him flying all the way like that. A pretty good flop job and nice job selling it right there for C.D. Morgan.
Yeah, that was a good feed from Corbin to Josh Spear. Dude, and I think that's Josh's third foul. Jordan Roberson's going to check back in. Josh Spear, listen, he's not the biggest guy, but he plays very big for the Aggies, and it looks like he's going to have to come off. Yeah, Roberson in for Josh. Your right tower in service, five on the floor. Crow, Tristan, Roberson, CJ Franklin, and Corbin Patterson. 16-15 Wildcats. Johnson with it, right wing, trying to get around CJ. CJ putting the clamps on him. Morgan makes the catch, right baseline, driving inside, gets in the paint, missed the shot, rebounded by Crow, and a late whistle is going to bail him out. And that's going to be the second foul on Aiden Crow.
A super late whistle. Another trip down the court there.
They actually got the foul on Tristan, which will keep Aiden out of foul trouble.
Great defense by the Aggies. I'm telling you, I feel like we're okay with him throwing the ball into C.D. Morgan. I know he's got a height advantage and an athleticism advantage and all that kind of stuff, but we're playing great, doing a great job down there on him. All right, I'm going to go ahead and try to predict the future. I'm predicting Corbin Patterson hits a three on this next drive.
C.D. Morgan missed a second, and Corbin walked. So he got stuck on just crossing the timeline. Didn't have any help, and he traveled.
Yeah, he kind of picked up possession right across midcourt, sort of in a tough spot there. Couldn't throw it backwards for backcourt violation. All right, we got to withstand this little bit of emotional turn right here.
Now 4:05 to go, second quarter. Johnson wide open from the left wing. Missed a shot. Long rebound. It's chased down by Aiden Crow, and he throws it off Ben Russell out of bounds. It'll stay Aggie basketball.
Smart play over there in the corner. I mean, he really was stuck and was able to get that ball thrown off a Wildcat.
CJ running to the other end. Off to Roberson. Head fakes the three. Steps inside. Jumper for Roberson. Well short. Rebound. Franklin turn around. Maybe got hit. It's Crow down low. Turns. Fires. Crow boy. The Aggies just can't buy a bucket. Another three-shot possession. And coming up empty with no points.
Hey, two different offensive rebounds down there low.
One of them,
CJ Franklin again. He almost seems like he's getting one every possession.
Roberson going to attack. He's going to spin. He's going to kick it off. Patterson, there's your three.
Oh!
Too long. Rebounded by Roberson. Jumper, Jordan got it. And we tie it up at 17. It was 14-14 to end the first quarter. We played 4.5 minutes here in the second, and both teams with just 3 points here in the second quarter.
And both teams have had plenty of looks right up underneath the basket. Close shots are finally allowing them to play a little defense without calling a foul every time. And both sides are finding it hard to get a basket.
Roberson going down the lane again. Corbin to Crow for three. Aiden in and out, went all the way down. And Tristan Weston pushed in the back on the rebound. No whistle. Morgan running to the other side. Got stripped by Crow. It's out of bounds on Crow, but a great defensive play from Aiden to stop that drive from Sedarian Morgan. And the Aggies are going to get a 30-second timeout. We'll take 1-2. Stay with us. We're tied at 17. 2 minutes and 45 seconds left before halftime.
Given diverse flavors, Betty Roos Cafe at Allen Brew Markets has you covered. From the zest of Mexican dishes to the comfort of Southern classics and the sizzle of Asian stir fry, experience it all. Allen Brew Markets, a proud, locally owned family business. Now with 8 locations, fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is driven by Wright Tire and Service. Drive smoothly on the Wright tires and keep your ride in mint condition with the right parts. Wright Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
Back after the timeout, Aggie Sports Network driven by Wright Tire and Service. C.D. Morgan feeds it inside. Good feed. The defense crashed on him. Zaquavius Young with the lay-in. 19-17 Wildcats on top. A low-scoring second quarter. CJ driving. Tough shot. Not a look that you really want. That one was well short of the rim. Fired it off the backboard, and VR controls the rebound.
Yeah, not a great possession right there.
Morgan going to work out beyond the arc. The blow by to the bucket. Tough shot. Put back. No, they went for the flush on the put back. And they came up short, rebounded by CJ. CJ on the other side. Crow going up. Late block coming over. Bird got the ball. Loose ball is CJ Franklin. Off to Roberson for three. Wide open. Jordan. Just no good. Wildcats in a 2-on-1. Down on the end, a shot, no, and a foul on Patterson. Well, the Aggies have missed some wide open looks here in the second quarter from deep.
Yeah, you can't get a better look than Roberson just had on that end of the court. Not liking who the foul was caught on maybe here.
Tough foul for Corbin. Kind of jumps straight up with a guy driving right into his chest. Calhoun makes the free throw, and they lead it by three. They make this one. A sub will come in for the Wildcats. They missed the second.
I don't really understand that. Benjamin Russell doesn't have a single person in down there to try to get the rebound on a possible miss on the free throw. What's the strategy there?
He's trying to get back on defense, not let the Aggies outpace him. Franklin for three, ties it up.
Finally, we get one to drop.
20-20. Aggies have tied it up with a CJ Franklin three. Loose ball down on the floor. Saved by Ben Russell. Nearly a turnover, and the Aggies couldn't get it. On the drive, Johnson. Kick out to Calhoun. The closeout from Crow. The three is no good. The outlet pass from CJ to Roberson. Jordan attacking. Shot, no. Put back from Franklin, no.
He's 3-on-1 right there. He was kind of outnumbered. I would like to see him.
Good block from Whetstone, and they call a foul. The Aggies did have numbers and didn't come up with any points. And where did Tristan Whetstone get him?
Yeah, it's 4-1 here in the second quarter, the foul differential. I know it didn't favor us either in the first quarter. And, you know, seems to be a little bit one-sided overall.
21-20 after the made free throw. It's Hunter at the stripe.
So here they are again. They don't have anybody down here to potentially get the ball back on a miss. I guess they're trying to make sure that we're not able to play with pace, which seems to kind of be where we're at our best.
Yeah, they've really slowed the game down. The Aggies love to turn defense into offense. Patterson back off to CJ. Fires a deep wing right three. Yes!
Two in a row by CJ Franklin.
23-21.
Nothing but net. String cheese. Two big shots.
From the right side, Franklin. 12 seconds to go in the quarter. 23-21 scenario. Morgan went from the dunk. He missed it. On the other side of the floor, it's Franklin. He's attacking. It's CJ. Got fouled and won. CJ Franklin with 1.9 on the clock will go to the stripe.
CJ has taken over this game here at the end of the second quarter. Great finish right there because he got fouled hard too.
A tough foul, but a tougher shot from CJ.
Man, they get down the court, put it up with 1.9 seconds left. Great finish here. CJ's going to make this and end up with 9 points here in the last minute and a half of the second quarter.
Missed the free throw.
Oh, and then no.
The Aggies fouled. And it was a foul. It was on the floor, but it won't matter as Ben Russell's going to have free throws to end the half. That's the fifth foul on the Aggies. CJ was jumping to stop the full court shot, but it turns out to be a mistake.
Yeah, just got a little too aggressive there and, you know, kind of got unlucky as well, but just you know, elevated to block the shot, and then the guy ducked up underneath him.
Boy, tough, tough sequence. You missed the free throw, and VR's getting two free throws with pretty much no time on the clock. Now, if there's no time on the clock, there can be no foul. They will have to add time.
Yeah, that's a good point, right?
That's probably about half a second left. It's the right call. CJ jumped and pretty much fell on top of Johnson.
Yeah, it came down pretty hard. Glad he's okay.
See, and Johnson is, I believe, 0 for 2 at the free throw line.
I'll take 0 for 4. Let's do it.
Trying to get the clock reset. 25-21. CJ Franklin with the last 8 for the Aggies.
Oh, Coach Freeman is not happy.
It should be, he's right. It should be 0.3, not 3 seconds. At the Sylacauga student section right behind the Aggie bench.
Looked like we were about to just sail into the into halftime, and then a lot of commotion, a lot of extra activity here as we're trying to finish out the second quarter. There's our 0 for 3.
Yeah, Johnson struggling at the stripe tonight.
And they finally bring some guys down here.
They'll bring in the high-flying Alexander and C.D. Morgan.
Yeah, Alexander's a tall kid as well.
Johnson hits the second. Should have been 0.3, but there were 3 seconds left on the clock. And we'll go to the locker room with a 3-point lead. 25-22, Aggies with a lead. We'll be back with a Star Physical Therapy halftime show.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College, proud supporters of Sylacauga High School Athletics.
Discover the delights at Betty Ruth's Cafe, where Asian, Southern, Mexican, and barbecue flavors meet. Nestled at Allen Brew Markets, a family-owned, locally operated business with 8 locations. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen.
Are you sidelined by pain, injury, or surgery? Donahue Physical Therapy is your ticket to getting back in the game faster. Hey, it's Ben Donahue. Our expert therapists know how to speed up your recovery and improve your performance. At Donahue Physical Therapy, we've helped countless athletes and everyday folks like you regain their strength, flexibility, and mobility. Don't let...
Need help on the road? Whether it's light, medium, or heavy towing, Merkel's Anytime Towing is here for you 24/7. From emergency roadside assistance, jump starts, and tire changes to accident recovery, we've got you covered. If you're in Shelby County or Talladega County and need a tow, remember to tell the officer on scene that you want Merkel's. Reliable, fast, and always ready. Merkel's Anytime Towing, your trusted partner on the road. Online at merkelsanytimetowing.com.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. From auto and home to life insurance, Albia Steers and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Albia Steers understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step, from quotes to claims. Trust in a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
Gear up for deer hunting with Oak Grove Feed and Tech. They have what you need to make sure you bring trophies home this season. Voted best of the Coosa Valley. Oak Grove Feed and Tech on Highway 280.
Looking for a taste of Mexico in Sylacauga? Head over to La Costa Mexican Restaurant on Broadway Avenue for a vibrant fiesta of flavor. Savor sizzling fajitas, cheesy enchiladas, and mouth-watering tacos, all crafted to perfection with unbeatable drink specials. With exceptional service and a lively atmosphere, La Costa Mexican Restaurant in Sylacauga is perfect for family dinners, date nights, or a fun night out. Every meal is a celebration at La Costa Mexican Restaurant.
Gear up for deer hunting with Oak Grove Feed and Tech. They have what you need to make sure you bring trophies home this season. Voted best of the Coosa Valley. Oak Grove Feed and Tech on Highway 280.
This holiday season, bring out the banners and wave your favorite team's colors high. Whether you're rooting for Alabama or Auburn, support your team and a great cause with the Giving Tree at Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. For every dollar or gift you donate, Coosa Pines will match it up to $5,000. So pick your side, drop your donation in the team jar, and let's spread some cheer, team spirit, and love. Don't just show your colors, make them count. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong.
This is the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one.
Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. It was 14-14 after the end of the first quarter. Not much scoring going in the second quarter. 25-22. Aggies with the lead. But I tell you, Sylacauga's defense there in the second quarter was great. They gave up 8 points. Offensively, you probably would have wanted to see it a little more. Chris, and that's just including hitting some of the open shots.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of, like, wide open, not completely uncontested shots that couldn't quite get down. And then, yeah, but, I mean, both teams were kind of struggling with decent looks underneath the basket, not able to get them to fall. But, you know, thankfully CJ was able to come through there in the clutch and hit a few big threes right there at the end. The game.
Yeah, CJ
in the end
Franklin,
of the second quarter.
Yeah, he finished with the Aggies' last eight there in the second quarter to make it 25-22. I tell you, I mean, it's a packed house, but it doesn't feel like Sylacauga has looked intimidated in this one. You knew what the environment would be. It's kind of what you sign up when you play a Sylacauga Benjamin Russell basketball game. You knew what it would be in this ball game. The Aggies have handled it well. And they really did. They dominated the second quarter, although the scoreboard doesn't show that they dominated a quarter in this one. It felt like they dominated the second quarter.
Yeah, I mean, defensively, we were playing very well. We were finally able to have some possessions where we were able to play some defense without getting a foul called on us. And, you know, BR was also struggling to get the ball through the rim. And so, yeah, I mean, we feel like we've been in control this whole game, even though it's only a three-point game. Here going into about to come out of halftime.
Well, I tell you, it's impressive that Michael Adair made it to this game, Chris Miller. He killed a deer, took it to the processor, and still made it to this game before tip-off.
He says he killed a deer, but I passed him on Highway 21, and he was pointing to the back of his car, and I looked in the back of the car, and I didn't see a deer in the back of the truck. So, you know, it's still up for debate.
I hope so. He took it to the processor for me so I could get some meat. So they're better than a deer. What adjustments do you want to see the Aggies make here in the second half?
I like seeing us, and, you know, you're not always afforded the opportunity, but I like seeing us continue to to push the ball and try to turn that defense into offense. I think the faster that we're moving, the better we play. We can get five good athletes on the court and try to keep the ball moving. The faster pace, I think, really plays into our advantage.
Offensively, how did the Aggies maybe get a little bit more hot from the field?
You know, I mean, just a couple of these shots. Got to just, you know, try to find a way to get them through the rim. You know, we've talked about how we've had some open three-point opportunities. I feel like they're allowing us to drive and dish and have those shots. They got some shot blockers, obviously C.D. Morgan down low. Alexander's another tall body that they have down low, so it can be a little bit tough to finish at the rim against Benjamin Russell, but they are giving us some shots. We just got to just find a way to get them through.
All right, that'll wrap up the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show. 25-22, Aggies lead it. At the break, we'll be back with the second half. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Holidays are quickly approaching. That means only one thing. It's time to buy a new car. Hey guys, it's Michael here for Toyota of Sylacauga. Hey, if you have a little extra money in your pocket right now, it's the time to be looking for year-end model savings at Toyota of Sylacauga, where they're worth the drive and they will prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com. Check out their inventory, both new and used. And if you don't see something on the lot, don't let that deter you. They will find what you're looking for. Trust me, I have been there and done that. Chris Kane and the crew will treat you like family. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Imagine a world where innovation drives sustainability. At Omnia, we're not just imagining it, we're crafting it every day. As a top producer of calcium carbonate and a worldwide distributor of specialty chemicals, we're committed to enhancing consumer goods, revolutionizing paper and polymer industries, and building a stronger future in construction. Our dedication to research and development leads the charge in balancing ecological integrity with economic growth, paving the way for social progress. Omnia, innovating for a better tomorrow. Omnia wishes all area athletes good luck.
Experience Alabama like never before with Sarah Automotive, located in Sylacauga. With over 40 years of trusted service, Sarah provides one of the largest selections of new and pre-owned vehicles in the state. Enjoy peace of mind with the Sarah Promise, ensuring you always get Sarah's best deal, a 72-hour exchange policy, a straightforward trade-in process, and Sarah's unmatched service commitment. Discover the beauty of Alabama in a vehicle that's perfect for you. Sarah Automotive, proud supporters of Sylacauga High School Athletics.
This is Sylacauga Superintendent Dr. Michelle Eller, and this is the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics.
Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics. Jeremy Law, Coach Chris Smelly with you tonight. For some reason, it feels like a Friday night. This normally is a Friday night ball game when these two clubs meet up against each other. It's Sylacauga and Ben Russell facing off, getting ready to start this second half. 25-22, Aggies with a three-point lead at halftime. Possession arrow with the Wildcats, so they'll get the basketball first. Aggies will now move right to left in black. Ben Russell left to right. Five on the floor for the Aggies. Eric O'Neill, C.J. Franklin, Aiden Crow, Josh Spear, and Jordan Roberson. Josh Spear playing with three fouls. Crow playing with two. Got to be careful here early moments if you're the Aggies and Josh Spear. Don't want to pick up that fourth foul. You feel like you need Josh on defense down the stretch.
Absolutely. I mean, he can be a difference maker for you in so many different ways. Just contributes, you know, kind of touches a little bit of every bit of the stat line. So definitely want to make sure you've got Josh Spear in crunch time.
And here we go, start of the second half.
Can we apply some pressure without fouling?
Bird wanted a screen from Morgan. Stopped, pulled it back off. Corner three, right side, rattles around the rim. No good. Another rebound for C.J. Franklin.
He might be pushing about seven or eight rebounds already.
C.J. already double digits in points as Roberson working the right side. Stops at the right elbow. Kicks it off. A little too strong for Aiden Crow. Crow puts the dribble down, working the right wing. He'll drive and kick in the corner to Eric O'Neill. Floating, Eric, finger roll, left the bunny short. Oh, just had it right there at the rim.
And he elevated it. I mean, it ends up being about a two-inch shot and just couldn't find a way to get it to drop.
Feed it inside. Morgan back off to McClendon. He kisses this one off the window. The backboard could be your friend. Maybe the Aggies think about that down on the other end.
And you could see Josh Spear right there kind of playing a little bit soft on defense. I'm sure that Coach Jones talked to him about not going out there and getting a cheap foul.
O'Neal driving again. He'll try the same thing. This time Eric does use the window, and it's 27-24. Aggies with a three-point lead.
An identical dribble drive, an identical move by Eric. This time the shot was about twice as difficult and found a way to get it to drop. Yep.
Tap from behind and a foul from behind on Roberson. Excuse me, Eric O'Neal, rather, went for the steal, but got a lot of the body of Sidarian Morgan.
He was kind of anticipating that pass down low to C.D. Morgan. He was just a hair behind from being able to make that play.
First foul on the Aggies in the third quarter. 6.5 minutes to go in the third, 27-24. Benjamin Russell with the ball right side of the floor. Bird takes a screen, rolls to the bucket, left side, pulls it back off. Now it's McClendon. Spins around the defense, McClendon. Now basketball inside with Morgan. Shot, CD, missed it. Offensive rebound, put back. Morgan, good. Was that a dunk and one, or did he just drop it through?
He dropped it through. Pretty good defense by Aiden Crow down there. He really made him have to earn that.
No, he got the stop on the first one, then you let him get the offensive rebound. Nobody came down to help Crow, who played great defense on the first shot from CD. Now Morgan's going to try to tie it up at 27. Here with the and one. Misses the free throw, and the Aggies holding on to this one-point lead. Top of the key, Franklin Roberson driving down the right side. Tough shot. Jordan threw it out the window and got the roll.
Wow. I mean, that thing shot out of a cannon.
29-26.
They hit that square up there on the backboard. Say if you hit it inside the square, you're supposed to go through, right?
McClendon on the drive, the kick to Bird. Now it's Calhoun cutting in, kicking off C.D. Morgan for three, and he ties the game at 29.
Some pretty good ball movement right there. Maybe the best half-court offense from Benjamin Russell that I've seen yet.
Roberson driving and kicking. O'Neal down in the corner. The head fake from Eric down the baseline. Tried to feed it inside. Somehow Josh Spear got it. Josh turns and shoots it over C.D. Morgan. Good. How did he get that to go?
A little bit of touch right there. Nice job by Josh Spear.
31-29. 4:55 to go. Third quarter. Aggies lead it by two. Ben Russell will slow it down on their side of the floor as Bird tucks it underneath his right elbow.
You know, it's a good high school basketball game when you got the student section that's on their feet, the cheerleaders are on their feet the whole time. Great atmosphere.
They go back inside to Morgan, spins the baseline, hops in the air, feeds it back off to McClendon. McClendon kicks it to Robinson. Now back off to Calhoun, and now McClendon will reset.
More good defense by Aiden Crow down low on C.D. Morgan.
McClendon, deep three, missed the shot. Rebound, Josh Spear. The Aggie defense forces a tough shot. Now they'll get it down on the other side. Three up for Crow.
Oh!
Bottom!
Hey, you play that kind of good defense, it paid off for him right there on the offensive side. They would hit a big three.
34-29. C.D. Morgan will step into a three. Back iron, rebound, tapped up in the air and ripped down by Josh Spear.
Good physical rebound by Josh Spear right there.
Aggies with a basketball in black on the left side of the floor. 34-29. Jordan Roberson putting the dribble down. No-look feed. Franklin for three. C.J. in and out.
In
rebound.
And out.
Kicked in the air. Here it is. Roberson at the top. He'll drive. He'll kick. Crow wants another one instead. The closeout forces in to pull it down. Here's Crow. Crow fouled from behind. And, boy, that's a good one because Bird was running the other direction with the loose ball.
Yeah. To me, that's about the first time that I feel like we've had a whistle that, you know, wasn't just an obvious foul by them that finally got called there. Man, I would have loved for, you know, Crow hit his last three down here. If he would have been able to get that shot off right there.
When how did CJ's not go in? Dipped all the way down, but Franklin will be the inbound man. He'll fire it in, baseline left, over to Roberson, makes the catch, 25 feet from the bucket, right wing, now pulls it back off. 3:22 and counting in the third quarter. Silicaga with a 34-29 lead. Franklin takes it from Roberson as Bird comes out to guard him, five guarding five. Franklin takes a high screen from Crow, cuts across the lane. Roberson for three, missed it. Rebound, Josh Spear, hit from behind, no whistle, goes down to the floor. Bird running on the other side. Alexander layup, no good, but the cleanup by C.D. Morgan is.
Let's go. I want to see the Aggies continue to move the ball fast, get it down the court. Put a little extra pressure on Benjamin Russell.
C.J. driving. Should have been a foul. Yes, there's your foul call. C.J. Franklin going to the Marble City Pharmacy free throw line.
Got a little bit chilly outside after being warm all week.
CJ's first is good. 35-31. Aggie's largest lead of the night is five.
I feel like we're sort of in that moment of the game where we could really take control right here if we can play good this next 2 minutes and 40 seconds, finish out the third quarter. Good shot by CJ.
Franklin gets them both.
Here we are, full court pressure.
They'll lob it deep down the floor.
That lob to C.D. Morgan looked like something you might see on a Friday night.
Yeah, kind of a baseball pass. And Crow will fire three on the other end. Aiden, side of the rim, no good. 36-33 after that made bucket by Alexander for Ben Russell. And they're going the other way. C.D. Morgan with a head full of steam down the lane. Nobody cut off the ball. And it's a one-point ball game.
Mm.
Coach Joel Jones calls the timeout. And we'll take one, too. 36-35. Aggies with a one-point lead with 2:15 left in the third quarter.
Discover the world of Omnia, where innovation meets sustainability. As a global leader in calcium carbonate production and specialty chemical distribution, Omnia fuels industries from consumer goods and construction to polymers and paper. Omnia is committed to supporting economic growth while protecting ecological balance, driving both social progress and future success. Join Omnia in supporting local athletes as they strive for excellence, embodying Omnia's dedication to a brighter, more sustainable tomorrow.
Rudd's Laundromat gives you options for professional laundry care. Purchase detergents or bring your favorites. Folding is also available from Rudd's excellent staff. Call 256-245-5936. Don't let your heavy comforters and curtains ruin your washing machine. Let Rudd's Laundromat do it for you with their industrial-sized machines for washing and drying, located in Sylacauga.
All right, here we go after the timeout. It'll be Aggie basketball, 36-35, 2:10 to go, third quarter.
I think BR's on about a 4 or 5 point run. Right when it seemed like we're about to take control of the game.
They've scored four in a row. CJ on the drive, clear space. Franklin, tough shot, wouldn't drop. I think Coach Jones wanted one extra pass right there from Franklin. I felt like he got an open look, but shot it a little too strong.
Yeah, a little firm on the shot, but it still just about found its way home.
Inside Morgan. Makes the catch, back to the bucket, and the lights have been hitting the gym, and probably a good thing, because Johnson just drilled a three.
I wonder if that was just somebody leaning up against the light switch, or what?
Maybe Michael Adair doing us a favor.
Right
down there in Alexander City.
Hey, right as he was releasing the three ball. Paid off for Sylacauga a little bit.
Back inside to Morgan. Kicks it cross court. Alexander back inside. Bird. Bird nowhere to go. Alexander driving in. Reverse layup. No. Put back. Morgan. No. Might have been blocked by Josh Spear.
Good defense by the Aggies right there.
Lost a sneaker. Crow inside. Missed the layup, but there's the foul call. And Aiden Crow going to shoot two.
I tell you what. We have really not been hurt when they've thrown the ball in to C.D. Morgan. I mean, I can't hardly think of a time where they've they scored a basket like that. You know, that's kind of played in our favor all night. Great job by Aiden Crow and Josh Spear, who've been kind of mostly tasked with slowing them down when they try to play that kind of offense.
Feels like every free throw is so important as Crow hits the first. The Aggies rolling with a five they started the third quarter with, all third period.
Yeah, this seems like the group that Coach Jones likes to have on the court in crunch time.
Ben Russell will send some more offense out on the floor with McClendon. Crow hits them both from the
right.
Marble City Pharmacy free throw line. 38-35. Yarn beats the pressure. Morgan at the top. Crow daring him to pull the trigger. Johnson. They did pretty good on him tonight. They put C.J. Franklin on it. They put C.J. Franklin on Garcia Tuesday night to stop Garcia, who had 26 points the first time the Aggies played Chelsea. As there's a foul down on the baseline, they'll get Crow for that one. They've put C.J. Franklin on Johnson tonight, and he's getting the job done.
Yeah, and then Johnson was huge. He was kind of the guy that kept them in it last time we matched up with him. C.J.'s doing a great job.
McClendon step back three. No, but a put back. Good. 38-37. 34 seconds to go here in the third period. Well, we knew we'd get a good ball game tonight between these two clubs. C.J. dribbling. Gives it off to Roberson with 20. Now it looks like the Aggies will hold for the final shot here in the third quarter. With 15 seconds, Roberson driving. Tough shot. Rebound tapped around. Shot it way too early. Wildcats are going to have another chance at it. It's Johnson stopping under the bucket. Gives it off to Alexander. Hunter shot good, and the foul. It was on the pass to Young, and Young's going to go to the stripe.
I mean, not a good look at all. He just throws it up wild with one hand. It goes around the rim a couple times and falls through. Sort of an unlucky break there for the Aggies.
The Aggies haven't trailed in quite some time, and they will trail to start the fourth quarter, very similar to last week.
I mean, we had a five-point lead halfway through the third quarter. Seemed like we had all the momentum, and then, you know, give credit to Benjamin Russell. They found a way to get back in the game.
And that's just a mistake for Sylacauga. Ben Russell shouldn't have had a shot here to end the third quarter.
Yeah, we started a little bit too early in our offense there. Coach Freeman is out on the court. He's an interesting guy to watch during a basketball game. Lots of emotion, lots of antics. Never know what you're going to get.
I think an Elite Eight appearance last year for Ben Russell. State champion at Coosa Central after a couple Final Fours.
So are they putting time back on the clock for this one, or?
They haven't added any yet. As they missed the three-point play, and that'll end the third quarter. 39-38. Ben Russell with the lead after three. We'll be back with a fourth. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Craving diverse flavors? Betty Roos Cafe at Allenbury Markets has you covered. From the zest of Mexican dishes to the comfort of Southern classics and the sizzle of Asian stir fry, experience it all. Allenbury Markets, a proud, locally owned family business. Now with 8 locations, fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Yes.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College, proud supporters of Sylacauga High School Athletics.
Start of the fourth quarter. It's CJ had it stolen. It was Johnson with the steal. Stops left wing. McClendon open three. It's well short. And rebounded by Josh Spear.
Got to find a way to get some momentum going here.
And there it is.
O'Neal for three with a hand in his face.
I mean, that right there was a shot, a huge shot, but, you know, with a lot of defensive pressure, too. Great job.
41-39.
Here they are trying to throw it into C.D. Morgan. This has not paid off for them most of the night, but it does right here.
Morgan fouled. And the bucket.
Did they get the foul on? I think Josh Spear, 13.
Josh is fourth. Josh fouled out Tuesday. Morgan completes the three-point play. They answer back and take a one-point lead at the seven-minute mark here in the fourth quarter. Corbin hasn't seen many minutes in this ball game. He's fouled. Shot was short, but he'll go to the free throw line for two.
I like that. Very decisive, going, being attacking on offense, drawing a foul. Yeah, we hadn't really called Corbin's name much. I know he hadn't played as many minutes tonight, but there's been some periods where he's really dominated for the Aggies in stretches in games this year.
Missed the first free throw, did Patterson. Tristan Whetstone going to come in, give Josh a breather, but Josh also has to come out. He wouldn't be coming out if he didn't have those four fouls. Need to hit this one. Missed them both. Rebound. Crow kicks it back off. Franklin will get another chance at it. Crow down in the corner, guarded by Alexander. Step back. Crow for three. Well short.
Not a good look right there. He's kind of stuck in the corner over there. A quick little head fake and then threw the three up.
Full timeout. Ben Russell will take one as well. 42-41. Wildcats lead it. 6:45 left, fourth quarter.
Expert auto repair and award-winning service, trust Mullins Paint and Body in Sylacauga. Voted Best Auto Repair Shop in the Best of the Coosa Valley Awards. Call 256-626-2963.
Gear up for deer hunting with Oak Grove Feed and Tack. They have what you need to make sure you bring trophies home this season. Voted Best of the Coosa Valley. Oak Grove Feed and Tack on Highway 280.
Reach out to Marble City Plumbing with any drain issues. They have a new drain jetting service, next level drain cleaning that goes above and beyond. Marble City Plumbing, 256-267-1569.
This is Sylacauga baseball coach Jay Brooks, and you're listening to the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics.
Johnson on the drive to the bucket right before we came back just got bailed out with a foul call. They got it on Tristan Whetstone.
A late call, and you sort of saw all the Aggies reacting there. Not sure about that one here to start the fourth quarter.
Jeffries missed the second. T gets the board.
Good Aggies rebound by Whetstone.
Yeah, down by two here in the fourth quarter. 6:33 to go. O'Neal dribbling, nearly got it stolen and almost threw it away.
Patterson on the drive, stopping, spinning, looking, got to get rid of it. He does find C.J. Franklin. The Aggies reset. No reason to be in a hurry.
Hey, no shot clock, at least not this year.
Well, they're letting some contact go here. C.J. gets it on the rim.
They called the foul on the floor.
No way. Do not like that.
Oh, they said the bucket's good.
Okay.
And C.J. will go to the line for one more. Boy, it looked like they signaled it was on the floor. What a shot from C.J.
Very athletic move, you know, where he was sort of pointing is where C.J. took off from. He took off from, you know, just inside the three-point line in about one big step, was able to finish and hits the free throw for the three-point play.
Aggies lead it 44-43.
I think that's the second real athletic drive we've seen from C.J. this game.
Top of the key, Johnson. Morgan calling for it inside. He wants it. They give it to him. He spins. Left shoulder. Shot. No. That should have been an over-the-back foul. Corbin went up. Had Alexander behind him. And Alexander finishes, and they get a one-point lead. 45-44.
Really good defense again on that down low. You know, they got the second look there and were able to find a way to get it through.
Patterson. Lost it. C.J. inside. Whetstone layup. Good. What a feat from C.J.
Ooh, kind of a wild possession there. Almost threw the ball away a few times and then got a good look down low.
46-45. Skip pass across the floor. Right side, Calhoun for three. Missed it. Patterson with the rebound.
They're trying to get it in to C.D. Morgan with Josh Speer not in the game, but even Tristan Whetstone playing some good defense.
Crow head fakes a three, gives it off to C.J. The Aggies can be patient. With a one-point lead, C.J. spinning around the defense, kicking it into the corner. Eric O'Neill fires it back. Franklin, open three. No good.
Man, that would have been a big shot. Good look right there. Good ball movement by the Aggies. You know, I've heard some talk about
Darian Morgan driving, didn't get bailed out by the foul. Sorry not to cut you off, Chris, but the Aggies running the other way.
Yeah, heard some talk about them putting a shot clock into high school basketball. What's the latest on that?
Said it should be done in the next couple years, 5A and up, and then they'll trickle it back down. There's a foul on Johnson in the backcourt. I think it's needed. Most 5A schools can't afford it. You already have a referee working the clock anyways.
Yeah, should definitely pick up the pace of play. And
probably 40? I know college used to be 35. Now it's down to 30.
Yeah, NBA's 25. Yeah, probably 40. I mean, you just kind of want to be able to take away those, like, you know, eat up a minute and a half of the clock without ever trying to put
Roberson back in and timeout Aggies. Let's see what he calls. Coach Joel Jones trying to get the Aggies a 13-1. Calls a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 46-45. Aggies by one midway through the fourth quarter.
Champions don't stay down for long. When injury knocks you down, let Donahue Physical Therapy help you make a triumphant comeback. Hey, it's Ben Donahue. Our team of skilled therapists knows what it takes to get you back on your feet faster and stronger. From minor setbacks to major challenges, we've got the expertise to guide you through. Donahue Physical Therapy, where comebacks happen. Get back to the action faster with Donahue Physical Therapy.
This is Sylacauga Superintendent Dr. Michelle Eller, and this is the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics.
Aggie basketball after the timeout. Roberson, backdoor cut. Inside to Tristan. Clear space. Whetstone was blocked. Basketball went out of bounds, but it was off the foot of Alexander, and the Aggies will have another chance. 46-45, your score clock at 4:01 to go fourth quarter. Aggies get it in. Roberson. They close out on him. Feeds it to Crow inside. Crow will pull it off. I mean, back right outside now, the arc.
Kind of feel like it's anybody's game right now. It's like one of these two teams is going to make a big shot or make two shots in a row and kind of controlled. It's been low scoring.
O'Neill open for three.
Oh.
Too strong. Out of bounds it goes, and it'll stay with the Aggies. Boy, Whetstone is ticky-tack as the whistle's been tonight on the Aggies. Probably thought that was going to be an offensive over-the-back foul. CJ skips it in. Crow lays it up and in.
Over CD Morgan there. Nice job, Aiden Crow.
Aggies got to get back. Johnson for three. Side of the rim, no good. And the Aggies can go up multiple possessions with a three-point lead. CJ picks up his dribble, gives it to the point guard, Roberson. 48-45, Jordan handling the basketball in between the circles, steps back in the midcourt circle, gives it off to Franklin, in the corner to O'Neal, head fakes the three, had it poked away from behind, a little too far away from the dribble, and Johnson's running the other way, lays it up and in, and they call a foul on the shot.
Neither team can pull away. It's like, well, you know, they haven't quite gotten out as front as much as we have here when it kind of mattered, but it's like every time that we feel like we're about to have that chance to go up 6 or 7 points and start to feel like you can breathe a little bit, Benjamin Russell finds a way to claw their way back into it.
Johnson ties it up at 48 with a free throw. Back and forth we go. As Roberson was driving, had it tapped out of bounds. Aggie basketball. Roberson, baseline right, gets it into C.J. Franklin. Franklin on the left side of the floor. C.J. back to the bucket, brings it to the top of the key, and the Aggies will reset. C.J. driving. Shot. No good, but the foul, and C.J. will shoot two.
Let's go. All right. We know we've been working on those free throws. Has not really played in our favor so far, a lot of part of this year. Let's see if they can put two in right here. CJ, two big shots.
CJ at the stripe trying to give the Aggies the lead. Missed the first.
In a low-scoring game, those free throws are even that much more important. And you know, we probably are going to look back at this one and feel like we've left a lot of points off the board here just from free throws.
CJ did get the second, 49-48. McClendon been very quiet tonight. Fed it to Crow, and fed it inside to Morgan, and Crow knocked it out of bounds.
I mean, it seems like that's kind of just what they're doing at this point, is just coming down, trying to throw it inside to Morgan, and sometimes he's able to dish it back out. But, you know, we've done a really good job on him, and they're trying to throw it in and lob it in and let him use his height and his athleticism down low on us.
Johnson will put it in from the corner. Calhoun over to Bird, left wing. Bird takes it to the top, tried to get a screen from Johnson, stepped away from it. Ben Russell being patient with the Aggies leading by 149-48. They get it inside to Morgan. We crash on him. Calhoun kicking off Alexander. Oh, a little travel action. No whistle. Calhoun drives into the teeth of the Aggie defense, dribbles it, goes down to the floor, loose ball, and a timeout called by Ben Russell. Good defense for the Aggies. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll stay here. Chris, 2:11 to go in the fourth quarter. You can feel that both teams really want this ball game. Silicaga's had a couple chances to pull away. So has Ben Russell. The Aggies have been up by as many as five here in the second half. Ben Russell had the lead to start the fourth quarter, but the Aggies lead it by one, 49-48.
I mean, I keep feeling like we're going to pull away, and, you know, I guess it's just going to, if it plays out, it's just going to come down to the last possession. So which team's going to make that last big play when it counts, because neither team can pull away right now.
Johnson trying to get it in. They got it into CD Morgan.
Great job off the inbounds right there. Some good defense by the Aggies.
2 minutes to go. Johnson driving. Tough shot. Missed it. Rebound. Alexander fouled on the shot. Got it to drop. And Alexander with a chance for an and one.
Oh, man. You know, sometimes the ball just bounces right for you down there. Sort of bounce at a low angle. Alexander is able to come up, find a way to get it and throw it up off the backboard and get it to drop.
A 50-49 Wildcats. As Alexander missed the free throw, rebound was tapped in the air. They're going to say it's out on Josh Spear. Johnson on the drive to the bucket. Got an Aggie in the air and another and one.
I mean, two in a row down low right there. Were they able to get bumped a little bit and get the foul. Not a bad play by Johnson on that one, but
timeout Aggies.
Just kind of feel like a little bit of bad luck for Silicaga.
We'll take one, too. 52-49 Wildcats. Minute 51 to go, fourth quarter.
If I was to describe this sandwich in one word, I would say magical. Hi, this is Jamor, and the little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is that extra oomph. I go back and forth from the spicy filet to the original filet. I get into the sweetness of the honey, then you have the extra kick from the spicy filet. The combination alone takes it over the top. It's award-winning.
The Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is back with a bite. Try it with the original or spicy filet, now for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
All right, here we go. Minute 51 left in the ball game. Ben Russell tried to make it a two-possession game at the free throw line. They lead it 52-49. Johnson's free throw is good, and the Aggies trail by four.
That's all right. Don't have to do anything special right here. Just try to get a good look down low, preferably.
Jordan driving, feeding, and a foul on Ben Russell, and that will send the Aggies to the free throw line.
Two shots.
Wasn't on the shot, but Ben Russell now with their fifth foul of the fourth quarter.
All right, both teams at five fouls in the fourth quarter, so free throws are going to be huge to finish this game.
It'll be Roberson to shoot two. Almost feel like you have to have at least one. Maybe both of these, as Roberson's first is good.
Confident shot right there. Yeah, I mean, I would almost anticipate each team's going to get at least probably four free throws each here in the last minute and 40 seconds potentially. Now you're shooting two every time there's a foul. So which team makes these free throws here at the end of the game?
Roberson second, rattles in and out. Rebound tapped around. It was off the head of C.D. Morgan, and we're going to get another chance.
That's why I think it's important to have those rebounders down there. Like when we're shooting free throws, BR hadn't had that all game, but pays off for you sometimes. That's got to be a foul.
They didn't call the foul. It'll be Aggie basketball on the sideline. Or did they call it? Yes, they did.
Okay.
They did get that on – get it on Johnson or Calhoun? They said two. Yeah, it was. Johnson's way over here now. He'll come back into the screen.
All right. So here's two more free throws. Got to make these.
This will be big to turn this into a three-point possession.
Absolutely.
Roberson's first is good. 53-51. Well, C.J. Franklin hasn't come off the floor this entire second half. Neither has Aiden Crow.
Yeah, and Aiden's done a good job battling down with Morgan the entire night.
Jordan hit them both, and the Aggies trail by one, 53-52.
Three-point possession, needed that right there.
Top of the key, it's Johnson. Circles back around, lost it, kicks it off. Alexander back to the top to Calhoun down in the corner. They'll feed it to Sidarian Morgan down low. He'll turn, reverse layup, no good. The Aggie defense forces a wild shot, and here we go. With 70 seconds in the ball game, Jordan Roberson walks it across the timeline.
More good defense by Crow against the five-star.
CJ with a minute to play. Coach Joel Jones calls out the play and signals it in. It's time to run it. CJ was bumped and we'll go to the free throw line. Johnson collided with Franklin 30 feet from the bucket, and two free throws could give the Aggies the lead.
They were coming up there to set the ball screen, and it looked like he thought he was about to have to fight through a screen. And ended up, you know, kind of CJ kept the ball and ran through him. Come on, CJ. Let's go.
First free throw short. All right, this is a big one right here for Franklin.
Big shot.
Second one is good, and we're tied at 53.
Been saying it's going to come down to that last possession.
Johnson with 40 seconds to go. Is Ben Russell going to hold it? They dribbled it into the backcourt. And the Aggies will have it with 32 seconds to play. Backcourt violation. Johnson dribbled it off his own foot after the defense from CJ. And the Aggies call a timeout. Are you believing this?
You know, they were looked like they were trying to slow it down and, you know, thought they were going to waste 45 seconds. But we're a little too athletic defensively to be able to waste that much time. Especially, you know, they got a few guys that can handle the ball. But it's not like they're an efficient, super efficient ball handling team. And, good job right there. Who was that applying the pressure there?
Like it was C.J. Franklin.
Yeah, I think it was. So, man, big possession right there, big turnover. Great job by C.J. of making them really have to earn it on the dribble, and they get the backcourt violation.
What do you call if you're Joel Jones? You used your other play this time last week with a big shot from Roberson. What else do you pull out of the pocket here?
Yeah, 32 seconds. All right, so, you know, is Benjamin Russell going to try to really...
They call a timeout here.
Are they going to play tight defense and not allow us to run the clock out? I think they kind of would. I think they'd rather have the ball than have us try to run this down to the last shot.
I feel like you're going to see a lot of pressure for Benjamin Russell. You're going to see them try to deny C.J. Franklin the basketball, to put this in the hands of somebody else. So the Aggies will probably stick with Jordan Roberson, Eric O'Neill, Aiden Crow, and Josh Spear on the floor. But they do not want this basketball in CJ's hands.
Yeah, I mean, CJ, he can dribble and drive, get somebody else an open look, maybe give, you know, Corbin Patterson, Josh Spear, and then obviously we know Roberson hit the big shot last game. So it's going to start with number five, CJ Franklin, and then we'll see what happens from there.
53-53 with 32 seconds to play. It was 49-49 last week with 29 seconds to play when the Aggies put it in. Roberson fires it deep in the backcourt to CJ. CJ going to have it with 30 seconds to go. He'll cross the timeline with 28. And here we go, 27. We hand it off at the top of the key to O'Neill with 20. Handed to Patterson with 18. Corbin with 17. CJ at the top with 13 seconds to go.
So not real aggressive defense here by Benjamin Russell.
CJ driving, kicking. Roberson down the lane. Shot swatted out of bounds, but the Aggies will have 3 seconds to work with.
Al could have been called there. He, you know, he did elevate and he got the block, but he also really engaged with the body.
Well, you're going to have the final shot.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, hey, exactly what you wanted right there. I was kind of surprised that Benjamin Russell didn't apply as much pressure defensively there and kind of allowed it to go down here. Just kind of make sure we get a good inbounds pass here and get a shot here with about 3 seconds left.
This doesn't get your heart rate up. Not much will. Big ball game for the Aggies. 53-53. We'll have it with 3 seconds to go. Full timeout for Ben Russell. They do not want a baseline's out of bounds play to be the reason the Aggies win this ball game.
Yeah, maybe Coach Jones has got something dialed up here to be able to get a quick open look.
CJ will put it in. What do you think? CJ puts it in and they give it back to him with three? We'll see.
Yeah.
It'll be an Aggie win or overtime.
Yeah, you feel like you're in a good spot here. You'll take this. Let's go.
CJ to put it in, baseline left. They get it in to Crow. Crow spinning, put up a tough shot, and he walked with a second to go.
Ah, hey, had a pretty good look there. Got the inbounds pass. 1 second, got to be smart. Remember, right before halftime, we got the extra foul.
They get it in front court. Alexander shot, no good. Ooh. And we will go to overtime here in Alexander City. Coach Joel Jones wanted a foul call on that shot for Aiden Crow. He's letting the refs hear about it. Here's we get set to start the first overtime. 53-53. We had two chances at it.
Yeah. You know, a couple of good looks there, and then enough to make you nervous right there as time expired there and heading into overtime.
So in the overtime in high school, 4 minutes get put on the clock. Aggies, they like overtime, including a state championship win against Eufaula in overtime in 2018.
Now help me here, Jeremy. So we're going into overtime. Both teams had five fouls. Does that carry over into overtime?
The fouls will carry over.
All right, so a foul by either team, we're shooting two shots.
Ben Russell has the arrow to start OT. Excuse me, they will jump it off in the circle. My apologies.
So then they've got the possession arrow after this. You feel like you were in a good spot with C.D. Morgan being your guy that's doing the tip-off for you, but so far hadn't really paid off for him.
Here we go. Referee in the circle. Crow went up, but Sedarian Morgan won the tip. Wildcats on their side of the floor. I feel like they're fortunate. They feel fortunate to be in overtime.
Oh, absolutely. You know, once we got down to that last possession, we were able to run it down and have a pretty good look underneath the basket. But here we are.
And with no shot clock, you start to think you might get three possessions here in overtime. Maybe four, depending on how fast teams decide to play. Runner for the Wildcats missed it. Morgan got the rebound. He got the putback, and he gets the bucket. Flexes the muscle.
Yeah, flexes the muscle after the play. But, you know, you haven't really seen a lot of offensive rebounds by Morgan throughout this game. They did get it there.
5:53. CJ kicks it back off to O'Neal. O'Neal has a three ball in this game. CJ makes the catch. After the pass from O'Neal, Eric wants another three. Missed it. Rebound, Josh Spear. Goes back up and couldn't get it around C.D. Morgan.
Good rebound there by Spear and had a pretty good look. But Morgan's pretty tough down low.
That's what makes you nervous. You get down two possessions in overtime, could be a killer.
Yeah, free throws are still going to be big in this game. You know, but a foul and you're shooting two.
Josh almost with Roberson and then a bucket on the other side. Almost got the steal. And now the Aggies trail 57-53.
All right, got to execute some offense here.
Crow thought about a three, pulled it down. Kicks it off to Roberson. Step back, three, short. BR gets the rebound. They're running. Down on the other side.
Three on one.
Layup good. And Silicaga's down by six. We need a timeout. We have to get a bucket here. CJ to Roberson. Fouled. Shot fell off the rim. But Jordan Roberson will shoot two.
Close to an and one opportunity right there. Good drive and dish by CJ Franklin. And Roberson was able to get a good look at the basket. You still got to play good defense here. I mean, we can play some good defense, get two stops in a row, get back in this ballgame.
59-53. Roberson's first is up and good.
The problem with no shot clock is you have to be very strategic to when you start fouling if you're down late in the ball game.
You know, we've been good all year at applying pressure. Let's make this shot. Let's see if we go full court pressure right here.
59-55. Roberson makes them both. Aggies will be in a full court pressure. And we almost got the steal.
So close.
Johnson thought about a three right side. Pulls it back off. Ben Russell's going to try to milk some clock. Bird in the circle. Dribbling, guarded by Josh Spear. Well out beyond the arc near the midcourt circle. Now over to C.D. Morgan. Morgan driving. Loose ball.
Kickball.
They got a kick ball on the Aggies. Well, I don't really like that call. It was a kind of a pass. Went off our thigh.
Ugh. I think C.J. was kind of pointing at his knee. He said it went off his knee. Not sure exactly how far a kick ball extends to, but didn't go in our favor there.
Well, I didn't think. Normally you get a kick ball on an obvious kick or a dribble off the foot. Now it's a drive for Calhoun, and he drains a jumper, and they're back up by six.
You have to really execute down the stretch here.
61-55. It's C.J. to work it across. Behind the back dribble goes to the left wing. In the corner to O'Neal, working the baseline. Eric, floater, missed it, and the Aggies need to foul. Outlet pass, Johnson. He'll go down on the other side, lay it in. And that's going to be tough for the Aggies to come back from this. We're down by 8 in OT with a minute to play. Need a bucket quickly at C.J. Franklin. Turning around, jump shot, out of bounds. The rebound goes, touched by C.D. Morgan. Well, overtime has just been dominated by Ben Russell. Roberson, 3, no good. Ben Russell gets the rebound. Aggies have to foul. Ben Russell, the blow by to the bucket. 65-55. This one just got away from us late.
Yeah, just got away in a small spurt here. I mean,
as Johnson went for the dunk, missed the shot with 25 seconds to go.
Kind of an embarrassing effort there by number 2, Johnson, on the dunk attempt. Yeah, I mean,
Sedarian Morgan gets this dunk down on the other side. 67-55.
Some real classy stuff going on here by the Aggies, and I'm being that very sarcastically. Coach Freeman has to come over here and corral his players, or his entire team has given the double bird to the Aggie student section. Quite embarrassing. But, you know, it is what it is. Different teams kind of have a different way that they what they think is acceptable and okay. And looks like that was it for them.
67-57. Ben Russell gets the win here on a Thursday night. That'll wrap it up for us from Jeremy Law and Chris Smelly. This has been a product of Radio Alabama and Sylacauga Athletics. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, presented by Allen Oil Company, Coosa Valley Medical Center, and Radio Alabama Sports. Sponsored by Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Wright Tire and Service, State Farm Insurance Agent Alvia Steers, Majestic Caverns, Central Alabama Community College, Walker Glass, Donahue Physical Therapy, Farmers Home Furniture, Moland Paint and Body, Oak Grove Feed and Tack, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services, Amya, Rudd's Car Wash, Marble City Plumbing, La Pinata Mexican Grill, Ricky Deason Insurance and Investments, Merkel's Anytime Towing. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.